Okay, next up we have Jessica Ramsey. And this talk is a little different than the others in such that it's not specifically focused on health literacy, but rather work that is conducted among or has been conducted among community health workers who work with populations that have challenges reading and understanding health information. So I think this talk is complementary to the others, and it generally focuses on health disparities. So Jessica Ramsey has been with the Sinai-Northern Health Institute in Chicago, Illinois, since 2011. She is currently the intervention director and CHW coordinator for multi-site pediatric asthma intervention, and is the lead CHW asthma and core skills training facilitator. So thank you very much, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone. Everyone looks really awake. I'm really impressed. When I saw the time of my presentation, I pictured a bunch of people in the back row, like, asleep. So thank you for being here and for being awake so early on the last day. So I won't read through this whole long title, but I'm going to be talking about the integration of our asthma community health worker model into a large public housing organization in Chicago. I have no relationships to disclose. So just briefly what I'll talk about today, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Sinai Urban Health Institute and the work that we do, touch a little bit on asthma epidemiology and our asthma programs in general, and then the bulk of my presentation will be on a project that ended in June 2013 entitled Helping Children Breathe and Thrive in Chicago's Public Housing. I'll give an overview, talk a little bit about our community health worker intervention, our recruitment, and some of the final outcomes, and then end with lessons learned and challenges. So the Sinai Urban Health Institute, is a lot of people in here familiar with Chicago? Not so much? Okay. So we're located, we're the community-based research arm of the Sinai Health System, which is located on Chicago's west side. So it's an urban area, primarily African-American, underserved, very low health literacy rates in the communities that we're serving. Our institute was founded in 2000. We're a very unique group of epidemiologists, community health workers, people with health education backgrounds, research assistants. We actually have an epidemiologist here from our program in the audience, Tala. And really what we do at SUHI, I'll refer to it as, is collect data in the communities that we serve and develop and implement interventions to improve health outcomes in the communities that we serve. So as many of you may know, asthma is the most common chronic condition of childhood, affecting over 10 million children nationwide. And rates are actually most recently increasing, so we're at about 14% right now. We know that rates vary a lot by ethnicity, so Puerto Ricans being the most affected, followed by African Americans. We also know that inner city minority children experience a disproportionate burden from asthma. In the communities that we serve in Sinai and the West Side, we know that about 1 in 4 children have asthma, so it's almost 3 times the national rate. We know that they experience more severe symptoms, higher mortality and morbidity rates, and utilize the emergency department primarily for their asthma care. We also know that specifically in public housing, there are higher rates of asthma, and they are more likely to have, these residents are more likely to have environmental, home environmental issues that exacerbate asthma. But what we also know about asthma is that it can be controlled. So we know, again, that the home environment has a heavy impact on asthma management and control. We know that children and families really often benefit from individualized, comprehensive education on how to manage their asthma, taking into consideration health literacy as well. And we know that when controlled, children can lead, quote, normal, active lives. So prior to the intervention I'm going to focus on today, we've had 4 successful large interventions utilizing the community health worker model. We started off with community health workers just educating in the clinic setting in the hospital, and then once we learned that the home environment had such an impact on asthma management, we moved out into the communities, and that's where we've been ever since, so with the home-based intervention. So again, this intervention I'm going to talk about started in 2011. It was a 2-year intervention that ended in June 2013. So to give an overview, based on what we know about the high rates of asthma in federally assisted housing, we approached the Chicago Housing Authority for the first time in order to propose that we work together to implement our longstanding community health worker model in two different Chicago public housing developments on the west side. And we were funded by the Department of Housing and Urban Development, and this was truly a collaborative approach. So working with building managers, management companies at Chicago Housing Authority Developments, as well as Family Works, which is a contracted social service agency utilized by many of the developments in CHA, and of course meaningful participation by the community. So to kick off the intervention, the hiring and training of our community health workers. So really the true essence of the community health worker model is that the CHWs are hired from the communities served by the intervention. So we hired community health workers from the two developments originally slated to be served by the project. No previous asthma knowledge required. Really what we're looking for is that passion and dedication, the knowledge of working in the communities served by the intervention. So once hired, the CHWs undergo a 75-hour asthma management and CHW core skills training in which health literacy is a large component. So we really emphasize the use of plain language and teach back throughout the training. It's a very interactive training, so a lot of role plays, shadowed teaching. They undergo a rigorous role play evaluation at the end of the training to ensure that they're ready to go out in the field and deliver asthma education. So again, CHWs truly are at the heart of the intervention. They go out into the homes of the participants in the program and provide comprehensive asthma education, everything from asthma basics to the medical management of asthma, purpose of medications, how to use the medications. They conduct thorough home environmental assessments. And this is all, again, utilizing health literacy techniques, so teach back. Plain language, educational materials that we provide are aligned with the health literacy guidelines. In addition to asthma, of course, there's lots of other things going on in our participants' homes, so the CHWs are very involved in linking participants with other medical services and other social service needs, whatever may come up in the home, because we know that a lot of times without addressing those issues, we can't really get to the asthma. So talk a little bit about participant recruitment. This was our first major challenge. Our goal was to enroll 150 children with asthma from these two developments that we are serving. And so we thought, well, we know these two developments are close by. We'll just start going door to door and knocking on doors and find all 150 children with asthma. That did not work out very well. People really didn't want to come to the door, didn't really want to see our face at the door, and we were like, where are all these children with asthma that we know are there? So what we really had to do was sit down with our partners at CHA and talk about how are you reaching the residents? What processes do you already have in place? So they had case managers already going into the homes working with the residents, so we were able to merge our process with the case managers, and they were able to screen the residents and family members in the homes for asthma and then send referrals over to us. Since we were having challenges with the two original developments, we also added four more developments on the west side, so we had a total of six that we ended up serving in the project. And we also, in this process, identified a lot of adults. So again, this was a pediatric intervention originally, but we identified a lot of adults in need of services that had poorly controlled asthma. So we went back and asked HUD if we could also enroll adults for the first time, and they said yes. So children were enrolled in our original year-long intervention with 5 to 6 home visits over the course of a year from the CHW, and then we also enrolled adults in a shortened 6-month intervention. And eligibility criteria, you just had to have asthma and live in one of the 6 developments to be in the program. So just to show how successful our recruitment was once we partnered with the case managers at CHA, of the 262 total referrals that we had, 62% of those came from the case manager process that we had in place, and of those, 70% actually enrolled in the project. So that really was our most successful recruitment method. And we ended up reaching our goal and surpassed it by 8, so we had 158 total that enrolled in the intervention. So as I start to talk a little bit about the results, I want to point out that evaluation, again, is a really big piece of our intervention. So we collect a lot of data at each of the 6 home visits over the course of a year. We also have a research assistant that follows up with the participants monthly via phone. We also document all activities and referrals that the CHWs assist the participants with. So this really allows for a robust process and outcome evaluation of our programs. So again, in the end, we had 158 total enroll. 73 were adults in the shortened six-month intervention, and 85 children total completed the whole year intervention. Our last to follow-up was about 24%, and this is actually lower than our other interventions. So generally, it's closer to 30%, and we really attribute this lower percentage to the relationship that we've built with the case managers in each of the developments and being able to help them for them to be able to help us keep residents engaged and keep in contact with them throughout the program. So demographics, I'll just highlight a couple of things. So again, as I said, this is primarily African-American community, which is reflected here in both the children and adults in the program. Very low income and high unemployment rate. And at baseline of the children and adults enrolled in the program, we started out with about 61% having very poorly controlled asthma, as outlined by the national, NHLBI guidelines for asthma. And as I talk about some of the final outcomes, I'm going to point out that these are going to focus on children since the intervention was a pediatric intervention, but the adult final outcomes were very similar to this. So when we're looking at symptoms, we saw a very significant decrease. This is comparing in the 2 weeks prior to starting the intervention compared to the average over the year of the intervention. So when we look at daytime symptoms, we saw an 81% decrease in daytime symptoms. We saw a 73% decrease in the nighttime symptoms for children. And then days needing rescue medications or albuterol, we saw a 71% decrease. And when looking at urgent health care utilization, so this is a sum of emergency department visits for asthma, urgent care, clinic visits, and hospitalizations over the course of the year. As you can see, caregivers reported in the year prior to the intervention, about 42% reported that their child utilized one of these methods for asthma, one of these urgent health care utilizations, one or more times over the past year, and then during the year of the intervention, that decreased to 15%. And on the flip side, we had 44% of caregivers reporting no healthcare, urgent utilization in the year prior to the intervention, and that number increased to 75% during the year of the intervention. So we saw a lot of significant improvements there as well. When looking at caregiver quality of life, and this is something that we measure with an extensively validated tool and research by Juniper, this is measured on a scale of 0 to 7. We saw almost a point increase in overall caregiver quality of life, and this is both statistically and clinically significant. So clinically significant meaning that ties back into the reduction in symptoms, daytime and nighttime, and tying back to the reduction in emergency department visits and hospitalizations. When looking at asthma triggers, so again, our community health workers conduct a very thorough home environmental assessment three different times throughout the intervention. I'll just highlight a couple of these. Of those participants that had smoke present in the home at baseline, 40% no longer did by the end of the intervention. And also, when looking at those who had the presence of roaches, which is a significant asthma trigger, at the baseline, 60% no longer did by the end of the intervention. And one of the most exciting processes that we were also able to set up in our partnership with CHA was a housing referral process. So management companies, already have a referral process in place, and we, the community health workers and their home assessments, were, of course, identifying a lot of environmental issues relating to asthma and affecting the management of the children and adults' asthma. So we were able to merge with their referral process in order to refer some of these issues, such as moldy carpeting, mold in general in the house, roaches, rodents, cracks and holes where roaches and rodents can enter. So we had about a total of 30 homes with 72 different issues. So many of the homes had multiple issues that we were able to refer through the management company's process, and we were able to help get 86% of those issues resolved. So it was a huge success of the project, and this really ties into the reported overall improvement of asthma management and quality of life. And I just want to share, I love this. This is one of the case stories that one of the participants wrote in about the project in regards to their experience in the program, and I think it really speaks to the scope of work that the community health worker is able to do based on the connection and the trust that they build with the participants in the program. It says, I thank you for all of your hard work and the effort you put forth in not only educating us about asthma and the importance of using safe cleaning products, asthma inhalers, and allergy triggers, but improving our overall quality of life at home. It means a lot, and I am thankful to have received you as a case manager. I also appreciate that your manner and the way you communicated with us and supported us as a family. Thank you in sincerest regards. So again, that's just kind of a tidbit from one of the participants in the program. And finally, some of our lessons learned and challenges. So again, I think our biggest challenge in the beginning and throughout was really merging our processes with the building developments and things that CHA already had in process. You know, they're coming from a housing perspective, we're coming from a health and asthma perspective, and we really had to sit down and figure out how we can work together without reinventing the wheel in order to make this intervention a part of these developments. Community health workers, time and time again, show that they're able to, you know, build a relationship of trust with the participants in the community, and this really, truly is the key to the success of the intervention. Providing health information, you know, in a way that is understandable also to the community is something that the CHWs are able to do. Participants, of course, there's always competing priorities, so smoking cessation, you know, tying into compliance, smoking cessation is always a constant challenge for us throughout. Medication adherence, you know, if you're having trouble getting food on the table for your children, then it's going to be, you know, not necessarily a priority to go spend $40 on your asthma medication. So really, you know, sometimes it can take almost the full year intervention to help people realize how important it is for their overall quality of life to have their asthma medications and have their asthma managed. So those are really the main lessons learned and challenges. And just to kind of show some of our next steps, based on the success of this project and particularly focusing on the pilot that we are able to do with adults in the project, we applied for more funding from HUD to focus exclusively with adults for the first time. It's one of the first projects across the country utilizing the community health worker model, in particular with adults with asthma. And we were funded. We started about a year ago, so that project's entitled Helping Chicago's West Side Adults Breathe and Thrive. And our goal is to enroll 200 adults, and we've already enrolled over 100 currently, so it's going really well. And I want to say all of the hard work that we put in at the beginning of this past intervention really paid off in continuing our partnership with CHA in this project and being able to kick it off more smoothly and enroll adults a lot more easily into this project. As one of our CHWs, Kim, always says, teamwork makes the dream work, and I think this really speaks to the success of this project. And I want to thank many people, the CHA, our funders, HUD, our whole Sinai asthma team, again, which Tala, here we have one here in the audience, and all of our partners in Chicago, and last but not least, the participants and their families for allowing us into their homes. That's it. So the intervention, again, so the year-long intervention is 5 to 6 home visits over the course of a year. So essentially we do a baseline visit, and then we do 2 weeks later, we do a visit where we conduct a very comprehensive home environmental assessment, and then thereafter we are in the home every 3 months. So it's 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, and then 12 months. As far as educational materials, we use a lot of visuals. So we have lung models, of the airways that we're able to show participants that they're able to actually touch and see. And then we have, laminated visuals that we use as far as the teaching process goes. And then we also have educational handouts that we do our best to have, you know, aligned with health literacy guidelines that we provide that complement the education and the intervention. So again, it's everything from asthma 101, basics, signs, symptoms, to medication use, devices, triggers. So all of the materials that we hand out, you know, again, they're very visual and they align with the components of our intervention. Does that? Okay. If you want to talk more specifically about it, we can afterwards.